Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, 1-7. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that the verse Me'uvas lo yuchol liskon, v'chesron lo yuchol limanos. So we said the second part, v'chesron lo yuchol limanos, someone which isn't there can't be counted, is referring to the missed opportunity of bringing the korban. But we didn't explain what the first part of the verse, Me'uvas lo yuchol liskon, something that's warped, can't be fixed, is referring to. So our Mishnah here will discuss the meaning of that part of the verse in Koheles. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says, now oftentimes, typically, if you have the word Omer coming after the Tana's name, that suggests he's disagreeing with what was said before. But that's not the case here, and that rule is, it's a good rule, but it's not always the case. And here, he's not disagreeing. He's just saying, as for the other part of the verse, talking about the thing which is warped and therefore can't be fixed, Ezehu, what is that crime? What are we talking about? Mu'uvos eno yuchol liskon is zeha ba'al erva. This is referring to someone who has relations with someone who's forbidden to him, an incestuous relationship. V'holid b'mena mamzer. And a mamzer comes out of that relationship. Any child born from the union, which is prohibited by the Torah under the penalty of karas, produces a mamzer, or mamzeris, whether it's male or female. And that person, while a full-blown Jew in every sense, is restricted that they cannot marry into the basic Jewish people, conventional Jews. So the point of our Mishnah here is that how could it be that there's something which is mu'uvas, which is warped, lo yuchol liskon, that could never be fixed? That seems ostensibly impossible because we're talking about in the Ruchnius world, there's always tshuva. There's always a possibility of tshuva coming and repairing the damage that was done to one soul and the universe as a whole. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, if you look, says no fewer than 10 times that nothing could stand in front of tshuva. If you do proper tshuva, it's always able to remedy what was most messed up. So therefore, what's a scenario where something is messed up and just can't be fixed in any circumstances? Therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says there is such a case of an incestuous relationship, that's the crime, and the warped thing is the two people being together, that's the warped thing. But the point is it can't be fixed if there's surviving offspring who are a permanent reminder of what happened in the past and are perpetually messed up, because tshuva can't fix that. Tshuva actually can never change the events of the past. It can just change the significance of those events and the impact it had on one's soul and the world. But if there's a child here, the child remains here. In contrast, says the Mishnah, im tomar begonev vegozel, if you try to say it could apply to other kinds of averas like geneva and gazela, stealing people from people, robbing from people, no, not true, because even if you did the crime, yachol hu lachziro v'yisaken, you can always return the stolen object and, you know, right what was wrong. And even if what was stolen is not here, you can make up the payment. So you can always settle the score and make it up to the person who's the victim. But not true if there's a mamzer, now a child that's living as a permanent reminder of that relationship. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he disagrees on what Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh said. He says, Ein kor me'uvas elami, you can't use the word me'uvas, which means warped. You can't say something is warped, elami shahaya mesukan betechila v'nesaves, unless you're talking about something which originally was metukan, it was like fixed, it was done right the first time. But then, after being fixed and proper and ideally how it should be at the outset, betchila v'nesaves, it then gets warped out of shape. The word warped, nesaves, refers, muvas, something which, you know, which was good but turned bad. So, and that's not going to refer to a person who's necessarily, who's done this aver of incest, because presumably he was messed up before also, so he is perverse, but he's not, the word muvas isn't applicable to something which never was fixed in the first place. So what is it? Ve'eze? Ze tam l'chacham, says Rabbi Shimon, that's referring to a tam l'chacham. If he's a tam l'chacham, that means he was good originally, and he knew full well what the Torah did, that it's mesameach the lev, makes a person happy, omir esenayim, and it gives them insight, wisdom, and nevertheless, that person, haporish min haTorah, that tam l'chacham decides to stop learning, even though, the point is, even though he didn't do any actual action, the fact in and of itself that he abandons learning the Torah, that's a perverse thing for something which was originally a person was, you know, had, you know, on the straight and narrow is a Tamil Chacham who's now gone bad, and that, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is the Me'uvas, the warped thing, that can never be fixed. Lo yuchal liskon.